It's actually a pretty funny story. So we started out doing the screen, and of course, you know, biology is extremely variable. So we're sort of looking at all these chicken embryos. We're taking pictures of all the these colonies. And then we'd have a lab meeting every week and sort of discuss, okay, well, this one looks compact. We'll call that one like a 2+. Well, this one's really compact. We'll call it like a 4+. And then we go back and we sort of validate it and like, oh, well, did that go from a 3 to a 4+ or a 4+? Anyway, so we said, okay, we need some objective sort of quantitative measure of how compact these are. And so we enlisted a postdoctoral fellow in the laboratory, Robert Poprosky, who generated some tools for us before. And we said, look, you know, can you generate sort of use MATLAB to generate an algorithm that can sort of in an unbiased way calculate how compact a colony is? So it's a very easy thing to say and conceptualize, but to actually tell a computer, you know, what compact is and what it might look like and how to express that mathematically turned out to be much more of a challenge than we expected. So first off, he sort of went off and he thought about it and we discussed and he came back with sort of the first index. We called it, I think, the linear index. And that basically drew sort of a line around the colony and measured how far away each cell was from the center and then ranked those against all the other ones and came up with a nice ranked list of the colonies. But of course, then we went through the actual pictures and said, well, you know, the algorithm's saying that this one is non-migratory, but it looks like it's kind of migrating. And then there was a couple others. Oh, this one says it's compact and it looks like it's not compact. So we said, okay, go back and generate some more algorithms. Because there are other things that can happen in these cells. So if we're affecting a gene that affects proliferation and making them divide faster, then the colony is going to be bigger. So is a bigger colony invading more or is it just dividing quicker? So we needed algorithms to appreciate those things like, are they dividing faster or are they dying? And so in the end, we came up with three different indices and we were happy individually that each indice was giving us a general idea of what was better and what was worse. But most importantly, each one by itself would identify unique colonies that looked a bit weird that agreed with what we thought. So we took these three indices and we thought, well, let's just make an index to rule them all. And so we combined them all to create what we called the compactness index. So, you know, 90% of the list of each index is the same, but there was sort of the odd outlier that only when we combined all three, we were happy with the stratification.